Welcome to Journal Club for March 1st, 2025. I'm Malcolm Dix. Imagine that you're a software engineer working at Apple on the Siri team. Your job is to build systems and models that allow Siri to answer specific types of questions that aren't currently handled well. Today, you're given the task of building an answer pipeline for a very specific type of question. Hey Siri, what's the best brand of blank? If a question matches that pattern, the logic will bypass the normal answer flow and get routed to your service instead. So how do you build it? The plumbing can be boilerplate. You've built services to handle structured questions before. You just need to figure out the logic for answering it. So what do? Your instinct, like most people, will probably be to look up reviews of the product category in question, compile the reviews from several sources, aggregate their star ratings, maybe add a little sentiment analysis on the comments that you find, and you're done, right? Not so fast. Look at the question again. Hey Siri, what's the best brand of blank? The question was not, what's the highest rated brand? The question is, which brand is the best? There's an argument that these two questions are synonymous, but there's also an argument, I believe a much stronger argument, that they're definitely not. The former is asking you to perform a largely quantitative analysis on existing ratings and sentiment. The latter is asking for your expert advice. This is the domain of expert systems. Expert systems is a branch of artificial intelligence that predates machine learning and has been developing in parallel to the more popular subfields since the earliest days of AI. These days, there's also a significant amount of overlap between these areas, but not total. So this is an oversimplification, but expert systems can largely take two main forms, ML-based and logic-based. In ML-based, the quote-unquote expert is a model that is trained on a corpus of human expert testimony on the subject. These systems arrive at answers based on inference, a form of inductive reasoning. Then there's logic-based, where the quote-unquote expert is a structured set of procedures, rules, and algorithms that encodes the preferences and opinions of human experts into the logical structure of the system itself. These systems arrive at answers through deductive reasoning. In today's paper, the authors are presenting an advancement for the second type of system, systems that are co-developed with human experts in a specific field with the sole purpose of being able to answer questions about that field. Specifically, in this paper, they're building the ability to answer the question above as it pertains to coffee, i.e., what's the best brand of coffee in South Africa? In today's episode, we're going to look at how they structured the problem and decided what kind of system to build. Then we'll take a look at how their specific advancement, called Q-Rung Fuzzy AHP, allowed them to handle uncertainty and rank alternatives with a level of accuracy and confidence that would have otherwise been impossible. But before any of that, we need to understand two topics that will be very important later. Fuzzy logic and multi-criteria decision-making, MCDM. Traditional logic operates in absolutes, where something is either true or false, present or absent, good or bad, but many real-world problems don't fit neatly into binary classifications. Fuzzy logic provides a way to represent uncertainty by allowing variables to exist in degrees rather than absolutes. Instead of saying a coffee brand is either high quality or low quality, fuzzy logic assigns a membership value to quality, indicating the extent to which a brand belongs in that category. This approach more closely mirrors human reasoning, where preferences and perceptions are rarely black and white. Multi-criteria decision-making, or MCDM, is a framework designed to evaluate and rank alternatives when multiple, often conflicting factors must be considered simultaneously. Unlike single-factor decision-making methods that prioritize one variable, such as cost or performance, MCDM recognizes that real-world decisions require a structured trade-off among multiple dimensions. To facilitate this, MCDM organizes decision criteria into a hierarchical structure, allowing decision-makers to systematically assess the relative importance of each factor. In complex decision-making environments, multiple factors interact in ways that make straightforward comparisons difficult. Each factor may contribute differently to the final decision, requiring a method that can balance objective measurements with subjective assessments. The challenge lies in determining how much weight each factor should carry while accounting for uncertainty in human judgment. Traditional ranking systems, such as simple scoring methods or weighted averages, struggle with this because they rely on exact numerical values. But many real-world decisions involve preferences and trade-offs that are difficult to quantify with precision. Human decision-making does not always follow strict numerical logic. Instead, people tend to express preferences in relative terms, describing one option as slightly better or much worse than another. This imprecision introduces uncertainty, which traditional ranking models fail to capture effectively. To address these kinds of challenges, decision-making systems must incorporate methods that can handle both complexity, due to multiple interacting factors, and uncertainty, which arises from vague, incomplete, or inconsistent information. The analytical hierarchy process, AHP, is one of the most widely used MCDM techniques because it structures decision-making hierarchically and incorporates pairwise comparisons to evaluate alternatives. In AHP, decision-makers compare each factor against others, determining which is more important and by what degree. These comparisons are then converted into numerical weights that reflect the relative importance of each factor. However, the traditional AHP approach assumes that decision-makers can provide precise and consistent judgments. This becomes a limitation when dealing with subjective or uncertain preferences, as individuals might not be able to confidently state that one option is, let's say, exactly twice as valuable as another. This inability to express partial or uncertain preferences can lead to information loss, inconsistencies, and ranking instability. So what can you do about it? Well, decision-making systems can extend AHP by incorporating fuzzy logic, which enhances the ability to process imprecise and uncertain data. A fuzzy set is a mathematical model that allows an element to belong to a category to a certain degree rather than requiring an absolute classification. Instead of assigning a strict numerical value to represent a preference, fuzzy logic enables decision makers to work with ranges or confidence levels. More advanced fuzzy set models, such as Q-rung fuzzy sets, further improve flexibility by introducing a membership degree and a non-membership degree for each option being evaluated. Unlike traditional fuzzy sets, which require these values to sum to one, Q-rung fuzzy sets relax this constraint, allowing for greater representation of uncertainty and hesitation. By integrating Q-rung fuzzy sets into AHP, the decision-making process becomes much more adaptable and realistic. Instead of forcing decision-makers to assign precise numerical comparisons, this approach allows them to express preferences in linguistic terms, such as moderately more important or significantly less important. These qualitative judgments are then translated into fuzzy numbers, preserving the uncertainty inherent in human decision-making. The higher the Q-rung parameter, the greater the system's tolerance for ambiguity, making it particularly suitable for situations where subjective opinions vary widely or where expert consensus is difficult to achieve. By combining structured decision-making with flexible uncertainty handling, this methodology produces rankings that are not only mathematically rigorous, but also better aligned with human reasoning. Instead of treating uncertainty as an obstacle, it incorporates it into the decision model, ensuring that the results are more representative of real-world decisions. This makes it possible for the system to reach conclusions with a level of confidence that would otherwise be difficult to achieve. These are the tools that the authors used to construct this problem and to formulate a solution. The problem was constructed as a multi-criteria decision-making problem, an MCDM, and they solved it with a Q-rung fuzzy AHP framework. To start, they identified some key criteria that influence consumer choice. This ranged from objective factors like roast level and price to subjective influences like social status and cultural norms. These factors were organized into a hierarchical model where each criterion was assigned a weight based on expert input. Human experts provided pairwise comparisons, evaluating how one factor compared to another in importance. Instead of using rigid numerical values, their judgments were translated into natural language, which was then converted into Q-rung fuzzy numbers. The advantage of this approach becomes evident in the final rankings. Unlike traditional AHP, which often struggles with conflicting priorities, the Q-rung fuzzy AHP method allowed for a more nuanced aggregation of expert opinions. The final selection process factored in not only the weighted importance of criteria, but also the degree of uncertainty in each judgment. The result was a more refined and confidence-weighted ranking of coffee brands. The top-ranked brand in the study emerged not simply as the most popular, but as the one that best satisfied multiple competing factors when analyzed through the Q-rung fuzzy lens. The rankings provided by this system demonstrated greater stability and consistency compared to those derived from conventional decision-making models. So, what can we learn from this paper? Well, I think of it as a blueprint, not for a specific implementation, but for a way of solving this type of problem. Going back to the scenario we started with, the Siri question, you can see how the techniques and procedures the authors used here could be generalized and applied to help you solve that. 6 steps. 1. Build a system that can handle uncertain and subjective information. 2. Allow experts to input structured evaluations without requiring precise numerical data. 3. Use fuzzy logic to quantify imprecise judgments. 4. Use multi-criteria decision-making, MCDM, to weigh competing factors systematically. 5. Use Q-rung fuzzy sets to account for uncertainty and prevent information loss. And 6. Digest the results using hierarchical ranking algorithms in order to return a coherent decision or recommendation to the user. If you find yourself needing to architect a system like this anytime soon, this strategy is now an extra tool that you can consider using. Not everything requires a trained ML model, after all. Sometimes a logical, structured expert system can not only outperform, but provide a level of transparency and predictability that wouldn't be possible in other kinds of systems. If you'd like to dive deeper into how they planned, built, or tested their creation, I'd encourage you to download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.